Jude, the short epistle in the New Testament of 25 verses. Our reading will be from verses 1 through 3. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father, and preserved in Jesus Christ, and called. Literally, from the original language, Jude, of Jesus Christ, a willing bondslave, brother of James. Between the word them and the word called are situated the following words: unto them, in God the Father sanctified, and in Jesus Christ preserved, and continually kept so, called. We have no device in our English language for this emphatic construction, but the Christian's calling is from darkness to light, from death unto life, and that calling is bound up in the triune God. We are beloved and sanctified in God the Father, and we are forever preserved in Jesus Christ. In verse 2, we have a prayer. Mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and to exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. And again, we have this device of the original language, wherein between the word the and the word faith, we have words situated in an emphatic construction. The once for all delivered unto the saints faith. That is emphasized here. We are to earnestly contend for the apostolic faith, for the truth of Christianity as it is in Jesus Christ and in His inscripturated word. We are never called upon to defend mere traditional Christianity or religion, but we are ever brought back to the fountainhead itself, to the Word of God, and to the religion it's expressed, and that is faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We are culminating this morning a series of studies on the Christian's calling. There are some 26 different names for Christians or believers in the New Testament. We have looked at the term Christian, the term disciple, the terms believers and faithful, brother, brethren, sister, and the term